Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldarian. Through Maseches Yevamos, Daf Ayin Beis, the eighth parak ha'oral. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three dafs we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis taught that the Bnei Israel born in the Midbar were not circumcised until they crossed the Yarden. They were asked why they weren't circumcised earlier, and answer is either mishum chusha d'orcha, because of the exhaustion from the traveling, or mishum d'lanashiv l'ruach sfonis, because the north wind did not blow for them. Rashi explains that the north wind is pleasant, neither hot or cold, and the sun shines through. The Gemara explains it didn't blow from either mishum d'nezufimayu, because they were being rebuked by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which Rashi says refers to the chet eagle, and they were not deserving the ornoga, the spiritual pure light. Or the north wind did not blow, so that the clouds of glory would not disperse. Rapapa said, we learn from here that we should not circumcise on a cloudy day or on a day of severe south winds, which Rashi says is the harshest of all winds, nor should we do Hakazas Dam on that day. The Gemara concludes that now that it's a common practice for people to do so on these days, we apply the principle of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem protects the simple. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Devar Torah Mashuch Ocha Betruma. It's a deraisa law that a mashuch, which refers to someone who had a proper circumcision, but the remaining skin of his member was stretched and now conceals the crown, may eat truma. But the Rabban decreed that he may not, b'fnei shenira ka'aro, because he appears like an aro. After the first challenge of Rav Huna's statement is unsuccessful, the more refutes Rav Huna when it brings a braisa that states, Mashuch v'noot kushu ma'ul harye el ochlin. Regarding a mashuch and a child who is born circumcised, they may eat truma. Rashi brings another lashon of the Gemara in which this braisa is brought to support Rav Huna's opinion that a mashuch is midaraisa permitted to eat truma, but does not refute his opinion that a mashuch is rabbinically prohibited from doing so. Rashi says that this latter version is the correct one. And pointing with Rabbi Elazar said, Aro shehiza hazasa kashera. In the case of an aro who sprinkled the mechatas upon someone who was a tamim meis, his hazah is valid. Midi dahavi atful yom, for it's similar to atful yom. Sha'afu bisha asa truma kasha bapara, who, although he's prohibited from eating truma, he is kasha to do the various avodas of the paraduma. When they were asked if it's a fair comparison, mal tful yom, she can mutter ba meiser, for a tful yom is permitted to eat meiser sheni, which an oral cannot, it answers we're not discussing whether an oral is qualified to eat the paraduma. Rather, we're addressing whether an oral can touch it. Mal tful yom she asib negia de truma, mutter ba para. Since a tful yom is forbidden to touch truma, yet is permitted to be involved with the paraduma, oral she mutter ba negia, eno din she mutter ba para, then an oral who is permitted to touch truma. Is it not logical that he's permitted to be involved in the services of the Paraduma? So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis taught that the Bnei Yisrael born in the Midbar were not circumcised until they crossed the Yarden. They were asked why they weren't circumcised earlier, and answer is either mishum chusha d'orcha, because of the exhaustion from the traveling, or mishum d'lanashiv l'ruach sfonis, because the north wind did not blow for them. Rashi explains that the north wind is pleasant, neither hot or cold, and the sun shines through. The Gemara explains it didn't blow from either mishum d'nezufimayu, because they were being rebuked by Kodesh Baruch Hu, which Rashi says refers to the chet eagle, and they were not deserving the ornoga, the spiritual pure light. Or the north wind did not blow, so that the clouds of glory would not disperse. Rapapa said, we learn from here that we should not circumcise on a cloudy day or on a day of severe south winds, which Rashi says is the harshest of all winds, nor should we do Hakazas Dam on that day. The Gemara concludes that now that it's a common practice for people to do so on these days, we apply the principle of Shomer Pesayim Hashem. Hashem protects the simple. Point number two, Rav Huna said, Devar Torah Mashuch Ocha Betruma. It's a deraisa law that a mashuch, which refers to someone who had a proper circumcision, but the remaining skin of his member was stretched and now conceals the crown, may eat truma. But the Rabban decreed that he may not, b'fnei shenira ka'aro, because he appears like an aro. After the first challenge of Rav Huna's statement is unsuccessful, the more refutes Rav Huna when it brings a braisa that states, Mashuch v'noot kushu ma'ul harye el ochlin. Regarding a mashuch and a child who is born circumcised, they may eat truma. Rashi brings another lashon of the Gemara in which this braisa is brought to support Rav Huna's opinion that a mashuch is midaraisa permitted to eat truma, but does not refute his opinion that a mashuch is rabbinically prohibited from doing so. Rashi says that this latter version is the correct one. And pointing with Rabbi Elazar said, Aro shehiza hazasa kashera. In the case of an aro who sprinkled the mechatas upon someone who was a tamim meis, his hazah is valid. Midi dahavi atful yom, for it's similar to atful yom. Sha'afu bisha asa betruma kasha bapara, who, although he's prohibited from eating truma, he is kasha to do the various avodas of the paraduma. When they were asked if it's a fair comparison, mal tful yom, she can mutter ba meiser, for a tful yom is permitted to eat meiser sheni, which an oral cannot, it answers we're not discussing whether an oral is qualified to eat the paraduma. Rather, we're addressing whether an awl can touch it. Matvul yom she'asa b'negiyah de truma, mutar b'para. Since the tvul yom is forbidden to touch truma, yet is permitted to be involved with the paraduma, arl she'mutar b'negiyah eino din she'mutar b'para, then an arl who is permitted to touch truma, is it not logical that he's permitted to be involved in the services of the paraduma? All right, so now we go to our siman daf ayin beis, and this siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Shai Klein from Manchester. He suggested that ayin beis is a thick piece of cake. So here goes. The boys who celebrate with cake finally getting a bris milah after traveling through the desert and served a thick slice made from truma to a mashuch got all wet when an arl kid splashed them as he pretended to sprinkle mechatas. Once again, in slow motion. The boys who celebrate with cake, that must mean we're on daf ayin beis, a thick piece of cake. The boys who celebrate with cake finally getting a bris milah after traveling through the desert, which reminds us, the Gemara on daf ayin alef amud beis taught that the Bnei Yisrael born in the Midbar were not circumcised until they crossed the Yarden. The Gemara asks why they were not circumcised early and answers either mishum chushad de urcha, because of the exhaustion from traveling, or mishum de lenashiv l'ruach sfonis, because the north wind did not blow for them. That was either because they were being rebuked because of the chet ha'egel, or said that the ani ha'kavod would not disperse. So the boys who celebrate with cake finally getting a bris milah after traveling through the desert and served a thick slice made from truma to a mashuch, which reminds us what Huna said, Dvar Torah mashuch ochel b'truma. It's a deraisa law that a mashuch, which refers to someone with a proper circumcision, but the remaining skin of his member was stretched and now conceals his crown, may eat truma, but the Rabban decreed that he may not, because he appears like an aro. So the boys who celebrate with cake finally getting a bris milah after traveling through the desert and served a thick slice made from truma to a mashuch got all wet when an arl kid splashed them as he pretended to sprinkle mechatas. Which reminds us, Rabbi Lazar said, arl shehiza hazasu kashira. In the case of an arl who sprinkled the mechatas upon someone who was a tamei meis, his hazah is valid, midi dahavi atvul yom. For he's similar to a tvul yom, sha'afu pisha asba truma, kasher b'parav, who although he's prohibited from eating truma, he is kasher to do the various avodas of the paraduma. So once again, the boys who celebrate with cake finally getting a bris milah after traveling through the desert and served a thick slice made from truma to a mashuch got all wet when an arl kid splashed them as he pretended to sprinkle mechatas. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.